All right, so you're diving into this 30-day eco-spirituality journey, huh? Sounds pretty intense. We're going to break down day one for you. Pull out those big ideas, like, whoa.
Yeah, day one, it doesn't mess around, jumps right into this whole eco-spirituality as a way of life thing, not just some airy-fairy concept, you know?
I hear you. So it's like more than just thinking about nature, right? You gotta like live it.
Yeah.
But how's day one actually suggest we do that?
Well, they lay down this really cool concept. The earth and everything on it, it's sacred, man. And get this, we're all woven into this big web of life. So how healthy the planet is, that directly affects us, like our own well-being.
Whoa, okay. So we're not just talking about like saving the rainforest because it's the right thing to do. It's realizing, hey, on a certain level, we're part of that rainforest. Deep stuff.
You got it. And day one does a good job of pointing out how, in our modern world, you know, with cities and screens and being plugged in 24/7, it's easy to forget we're part of something bigger.
No kidding. Sometimes I get so caught up in my to-do list that I like literally don't see the trees
Yeah.
for the, well, you know.
Exactly. And that's where this whole eco-spirituality thing comes in. Day one, it frames it as this like much needed course correction,
Yeah.
not about guilt tripping yourself, but like rediscovering that connection to nature because it's good for us, literally.
Right. That resonates. And it's interesting, they also touch on this idea of mindfulness and compassion, not just toward the planet, but toward ourselves too. Kind of cool, right?
Totally. And it's not just some abstract idea either. The source actually tells this personal story about finding peace and clarity while out in nature. Really got me thinking.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's like when you're surrounded by nature and the sense of calm just washes over you. Have you experienced that?
Absolutely. And that connection, it's crucial
Yeah.
because through those kinds of experiences, caring for the earth, it becomes more than just our duty. It's like a spiritual practice, even.
Yeah, I can see that. It's like this beautiful cycle. We nurture the planet, and in turn, the planet nurtures us. Pretty powerful stuff.
I know, right?
Okay, so we don't want to spoil the whole 30-day journey for you,
Yeah.
but day one, it definitely sets the stage for some serious reflection.
Definitely does. So, as you move forward with this, think about this. If our well-being is so deeply connected to the health of the planet, what's one small thing you can do, like today, to start strengthening that connection? Just something to ponder.
Love it. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into eco-spirituality, everybody. Keep those minds open and keep exploring. Until next time.